Hello.
I am so sorry, Jazz. I didn't even realize we had been on the phone for an hour. But our system, when you've been on the phone for an hour, automatically kicks you off. So, I'm sorry I didn't let you know. I didn't even notice that we had been on the phone for that long. I actually enjoyed this conversation so much that I didn't even notice that. So,
that's okay. Because I don't know. I think I was answering your question and then I was like, I don't know what I said. Oh, yeah, the address. Yes. The address on my license for the real estate license is my mom's address. So I don't know if you want to keep it the same way or if you want, you can put 194. It doesn't matter to me, yeah.
Okay, perfect. We can just go ahead and do so it's basically where the PIN verification will be sent out, right? So if you want the PIN verification to be sent to the 149 address and have that
I already have a Google business profile set up.
Oh, for your real estate agent?
Oh, the real estate. Yeah. Okay. That pin, I did set it up, yeah. I don't know if you can maybe Google me. You should be able to find it, yeah.
What is it under? It's under your full name.
My full name, yeah.
Okay.
Because I set up mine, and then I set up my husband's business as well, but then I got my pin. He never did, so that's what happened.
I don't actually see a Google business profile for you, but I do see a couple of other things, like, it looks like, a realtor.com. Is this you in the picture? It's nice to put a face to the voice.
I haven't seen it. I do work through realtor.com. That's one of my lead programs, yes.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't see a Google
You don't see the
profile
Google profile.
For
okay,
that
yeah,
name.
you can send it to 194 Maple, yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, the client interview, they might be able to kind of further, you know, get that set up, find it. I mean, maybe I'm just not seeing it, but they're a little bit more techie in that. So definitely they'll be able to probably pull that up if it is there. So,
because if you can't find it, forget about the customers finding it. They probably don't even see it.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's basically too, the thing about it is, having a Google business profile is great, right? But it's not that great if it's not on the first page, because then the only real way people can actually find that Google business profile is if they know the name of your company, right? So if they know the name of your company and they can't even find your Google business profile, then yeah, that could be a problem. Definitely. Especially if they're just kind of checking out your online presence, right? So that's definitely something that we'll help with. And at least what we do is a NAPW cleanup. So making sure that everything across the board is correct. So just the next thing that I'm going to do with you, Jazz, is you should have received a couple of text messages right now. Okay. Actually, they were sent to your husband. Hold on.
Oh, he's on the call.
Okay, let me go ahead and send it to your number. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Let me know when you got it. I just sent it.
Thank you for choosing. You sent a copy of your invoice.
Yeah, okay. So go ahead and do me a favor, Jazz, and open up that link.
Okay,
and then, so this is everything that we discussed in writing. This will also be emailed to you as well. But go ahead and scroll. You can look this over, but when you're done kind of looking it over, take your time. Go ahead and scroll to the bottom of that, and there's a little white box that says, I certified that I'm the authorized holder of the card. Click on that little white box for me, and then also just type in your name, how it appears, and
so
press confirm.
So it says local bundle and then the Facebook ad. So Is the Facebook ad not included in the local bundle?
No, that is included. Yeah, that's why it says.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's fine. Oh, it's asking me for a username and a password.
Okay, perfect.
Local
so that's going to be for your dashboard, your reporting dashboard. So you'll receive the login credentials for that, like I said, within 5 to 7 days. Okay?
Got it.
So,
okay.
Then also, are you going to want a different email for
my real estate? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Let me go ahead and get that. What is that email?
It'll be my full name, Jasreen Kaur, JASREENKAUR.
Okay.
19@gmail.com.
Okay. And you're going to want a call tracking number for that business as well, or do you want to just have your phone number listed?
Just my phone number listed.
Okay. And then, for the client interview, Jazz, they are going to be calling you from that 877 number. So it was actually texted to your husband. Here, I'll go ahead and send this to you as well. So you have this. Just go ahead and save this in your phone so that when they call tomorrow, you'll be able to, just know who's calling. Because I know a lot of people don't answer 877 numbers. So at least you have that. I'm going to send you a text message with my extension and phone number as well. I'll always be the lead on your account. So if you do have any questions further, you can always reach me. But from this point, your account management team will be helping you with the process of getting everything set up and, working on getting you on that first page and your Facebook ads and your website and all of that. So I'm also going to send you a 6-minute YouTube video of exactly how the dashboard works. Okay. So whenever you get a chance, you can take a look at that. And then the very last thing that I need is just if you could text me those links for the Facebook. So for your real estate Facebook and then also for your husband's Facebook. That would be so helpful.
Yeah, I'll send it out today.
Okay. Okay. And it looks like everything is good. So, all right. So we have your CI scheduled. Okay, perfect. So did you have any further questions at all, Jazz? Any, comments,
no,
anything
that's
at all?
It.
Okay.
No, not at all. Thank you so much.
Well, yeah, Jazz, I'm just so grateful to be the first person to welcome you to the Local Splash family. And, again, if you have any questions at all, you can always reach out to me. Make sure that you do answer that phone call tomorrow at 10 o'clock for your client interview. Okay.
Yes. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
Thank you so much, Jazz. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.